Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Tuesday, January 13th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Yet once again, we're happy to have another call tonight and to bring everybody up to speed. I'm looking forward to Sue and her teaching, and I'm looking forward to Bob and what he's going to bring tonight, and hopefully I'll have something good for you guys tonight in my segment. So before we get started, let's pray the call in. Here we go, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be a wonderful teaching that we can all comment on and we can all enjoy. Lord God, thank you so much for where you have us. In the palm of your hand, where no person can snatch us out. We're there, we're comfortable, but yet we're ever ready to receive. We're ready to receive a blessing so great that we could barely contain it. But when we do receive it, we receive it, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, should God give into our bosom that we could give again. And we look forward to being able to give it again and again and again and give it out. And just like a flow of living water through our body, give it out to the people, to the masses. Looking forward to it, Lord God. Bless this call. Bless our time. We pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Sue, it's teaching time, and we're looking forward to it, Sue. So tell us what you would teach us tonight.
Hopefully, it's transformation time. And I love this teaching, and I'm going to dedicate it to all the people that have come to these calls to learn, and to the most incredible people that have joined, the People of Divinity, the pod.
Yes.
And the title is, Look for Fruit. Jesus said that we must receive the kingdom like a child. The life of power is at home in the heart of a child. A child has an insatiable appetite to learn. Be childlike and read the words of those who have succeeded in whatever your ministry is. Stay away from the books and papers of those who say it shouldn't or can't be done, or where there's fear. If the other doesn't walk in power, don't listen, no matter how proficient they may be in another field. Maintain respect for an individual's place in God and his or her area of expertise, but never waste precious time reading the stuff of those who do not live what they teach. So how do we get this fruit and this power? Jesus commanded the most highly trained individuals in the supernatural who ever walked the earth to wait in Jerusalem for what the Father has promised. Luke states it this way, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you're endured with power from on high. Even though they had been with him, even though they had experienced his power through their own ministry, they were to wait for dunamis, the ability to perform miracles. It's as if they'd been working under the umbrella of his anointing. The time had come for them to get an anointing of their own through an encounter with God. The baptism of fire would give them their own ongoing encounter that would help to keep them in the center of God's will when that time came. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is an immersion into the dunamis of heaven. The ability to pray is a wonderful gift given through this baptism. In order for you to think about this purpose, it would be thinking about how the fullness of God ought to do more for me than give me a supernatural language. I have to focus on the glorious gift from God, but his purposes bring us into more, into a divine partnership in which we become co-birthers with Christ. Power came to make us witnesses. When the Spirit of God came upon the people in the scriptures, all of nature bowed before them. Power was displayed, and impossibilities gave way to the full expression of God's presence. That, to me, is what everyone on this call is destined to do, looking for the fruit that already exists within them, that is becoming through them, and that is activating even greater gifts of power. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Wow. Getting into dunamis. We're getting into the power of the Holy Spirit. We're getting into the idea of the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the evidence of speaking with other tongues. Wow. Thank you, Sue. Really good teaching. And, you know, when you started out the teaching, you talked about, you know, coming in and being as a child. And the Bible speaks in terms of coming to Jesus with childlike faith, meaning you don't have to have all the answers and know exactly what's going on, but you believe like a child. And that's really where God is with the gospel in terms of who we are. We're to believe and not add anything to that when we come to Christ and we come in to receive Christ as our Savior, as our Lord. And the Bible says only believe. You know, now, all of the other things that we do later, once we're in a relationship with Christ, those things count for rewards for us, the works, so-called, that we do. You don't get works to help you get into heaven, but once you have a relationship with Christ, the works count toward your rewards. Now, if your works don't amount to anything more than wood, hay, and stubble, they're going to get burned up. They get burned up at the judgment, which is by Christ, the Bema seat, the B-E-M-A, the Bema or Bema seat. But the works that count are gold, silver, and precious jewels. Those can withstand the fire, the test of fire. And those are works that will last forever and give us reward for heaven, the heavenly kingdom. Not on this earth, but in the heavenly realm. So that's an amazing teaching, Sue, and I'm trying to think and go beyond where I was at the very beginning to what you were talking about. I mean, the idea of power, of dunamis, that comes from the Holy Spirit. And remember, Jesus left and he says, it is necessary that I go. I need to go. He needed to go, and when he went, he would send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to be a Comforter to us. And he did, because the Comforter can be, the Holy Spirit can be everywhere, where Jesus could basically be at one place at a time. But the Holy Comforter, the Holy Spirit, can be throughout the earth and probably beyond that. So, yeah, that's where the power comes from. And what Jesus was telling the disciples was, don't leave Jerusalem. And he had sent them to go to other parts, you know, other areas, other towns, and so on. They didn't really go, though. They stayed. They didn't really leave Jerusalem, which was ironic. But he said, don't go until you're endued with power from on high. And that was to come in the upper room experience. That was in the upper room. And those tongues of fire were appearing on the heads of those that were there in the upper room for the baptism of the Holy Spirit that came upon them. And they all spoke in other languages, other tongues. But yet everybody understood what was being said. And it's an amazing, amazing time, the upper room experience. But that's where the power was given for the apostles to go out to preach the gospel. So that's what I got from the teaching, Sue. I think it's a remarkable teaching, and there's so many aspects to it. I appreciate it very much. So thank you for bringing that tonight. So, Bob, what did you think of this teaching? Tell us how you feel about it.
Well, thank you, Bruce, and thank you, Sue. It was really great. It was one of those teachings, and followed by York. Commentary, Bruce, was just a very relaxing experience, and I didn't want it to end. I was just kind of chilled out and basking. Yeah.
Thank you.
And so just things started coming to me randomly as I was enjoying it, and when you were mentioning about Jerusalem, I was thinking back to when I lived in Israel right after the Yom Kippur War in 1973, and how optimistic the people were, the Israeli people. Even when I was in the hospital, I had an operation on my leg that had been broken before I left to go to Israel, and I was in a hospital that was a war hospital. I was one of the only people there that was not an injured soldier.
Wow.
And I remember how kind the people were to me, including the people that were patients at the hospital. And one man in particular just came in to see who I was, and he was missing an arm.
Yeah.
And he was very thin and frail. And he just wanted to know how I was doing learning to speak Hebrew. And he wanted to stay with me in the room to teach me the correct pronunciation of the Hebrew words that I knew. And then when I was out of the hospital, I remember other people my age, 17, 18 years old, that had fought in the war. And now it was over, and they were very jovial and happy and just living life to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
And so while the teaching was going, I was kind of flashing back to that and the travels throughout the land that I made with my father and the scientists from the Weizmann Institute, and, you know, breakfast in Bethlehem on Christmas Day, and with the teaching and those memories, it was really quite pleasant. And I started thinking about how optimistic the people were in Israel, and the phrase came to me, limitless optimism. Mm. And, you know, through their prayers, it led to new revelations and opportunities and discoveries and inventions and new skills and also, you know, emotional mastery that was necessary for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was thinking about how can that be, because it just seemed they would awaken in the morning, and then mm-hmm. all throughout the day, it was continued awakening and awakening, to God's loving energy, and, to observe and to follow along and think today with this blessing. I started thinking about how, one can learn to be like the loving energy of God, the vibration of God. And that's the energy of the child, that loving energy. And then, the works that are to be done, if they're done from that loving energy, then they're the ones that receive the greatest of all the rewards.
That's so good. Why do I feel it sound good, like, is there a bird in your house, Bob? Is there a bird in your house?
No, that's
I
not
think
me.
It's in my house, Sue. There's a little noise
okay.
in the background here.
Oh, okay.
But,
sounds like a bird.
But other that's what you're hearing. Yeah, it's
okay,
not a bird.
Sorry.
It's anything but a bird.
Okay.
But listen, that's good, Bob. I like that. Sue, if it were a bird, it would sound like this.
Yeah. Oh, that's really good. That's good. Wow, sounds so real. Okay, we know you can do a bird.
I can do a couple of bird calls.
Okay.
But, that's really good, Bob, and I love that you experienced that in Jerusalem and in Bethlehem with breakfast on Christmas Day. That's so cool. And, Sue, I like the fact that the teaching went on to say, don't be limited. People that limit you, people that say that can't happen, that can't be done, that spirit,
mm-hmm.
that negative approach is something that I think is not of God. And so I love the fact that you brought that out in the teaching as well. So how did you like this
mm-hmm.
teaching, Sue, and how did it speak to you?
Well, I didn't just like the teaching, but I love the teaching, and now I want to say I exponentially love the teaching by listening
mm-hmm.
to what you both said,
mm-hmm.
and then reading it, when I'm reading it and then taking in what you both said, and then thinking about the audience. So mm-hmm. the part of, being like a child and learning, I'm going to go right to Bob for a second. And I think this is a very, remember how they're saying that they had to go away to just be with God and let that power come into them, and so that they were ready for supernatural ministry? I think that's where a lot of us are. And I think now is a time of reflection, your ability to learn, like Bob was relaxing and he was reflecting
mm-hmm.
on his lived experience. And in the past week, I've been doing kind of a lifetime review. And I was very fortunate. I guess it was a year before I graduated from, well, I'm not going to go there. I'm just going to say I got to work in Washington for an incredible organization during the bicentennial. And it was being exposed to people that were doing national and global land conservation. And just like Bob, I was allowed to learn. And I was allowed to be with these people that were incredible idealists about making sure that our country and our water and our land was being protected from toxic pollution. And to be in the room with people that weren't looking, I mean, they were much older than I was, but I was in these rooms with these incredible people. And it was how encouraging it was to be with people that weren't seeing your age or what you were doing, but your willingness to learn and to grow and to be optimistic, like Bob said. And so one of the things I hope the teaching brought into people, and I'd like you to consider doing, is just think back. I mean, I'm almost astonished that I'm having these insights now at these experiences I've had. And I think a lot of us have had times when we were learning, when we were growing, when we were exposed to things that created the readiness that we're about, I don't know what's going on in your background there, that's readiness that's going, you know, that we're getting ready to take into this next arc of what we're going to be creating. So for me, it's a lot about taking scripture, but letting it be a felt experience in your body. So let's do this. Let's just ask everybody to think about the times when they were learning something new and they were exposed to something, and that developed you for this time right now. This time when you're going to be relying on that inner knowing, that inner experience, that implicit knowing. And that's why I loved it, because it was all in preparation for this moment. So for me, the teaching was about believing like a child, embodying the learning, and really capturing the value of what these of what our wisdom is going to do and provide for the world. That's how you walk in your power. So that's my take on the teaching.
Thank you, Sue. I appreciate that. And I think we all give a slightly different perspective on it, but I think it's valuable. I appreciate that that you brought that, and I love what Bob said and what you said, Sue, and so we'll keep all that in mind as we move through. So thank you for that. Let's move now into prayer and praise time. Let's see if anybody's written in for prayer, or see if anybody has a praise report for us, Sue.
Sure do. This is from Pastor Scott. Tonight's prayer goes for the people of Venezuela, especially the church. May revival go through the country. I praise our president and team and their efforts to bring peace through our world. Looks like they're doing it one dictator at a time. God, move through the people of the world. Big call universe, we have responsibility in all this. The power of prayer is vital. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. That was very beautiful, Pastor Scott.
Yeah. Thank you, Pastor Scott. I think it was, and I think he's pretty much accurate in terms of the one dictator at a time. Yep.
Okay. Now we're going to go on to something from Gloria. Gloria's been involved in the blessing since 2008. She's a Christian, an evangelist, a gospel recording artist, and DJ. You go, Gloria. She also has a nonprofit to help the homeless and anyone who needs help. She's saying that she's been in several car accidents and two serious accidents since she started this journey. And on Christmas Eve, she was hit again. And she's asked to have a prayer for protection from the enemy, who's really angry that God is my refuge and fortress. And I do realize and believe that the enemy has no power over what God has planned and proposed for me. So let's do this. Let's completely release anything that is sustaining that pattern. So what I want you to imagine, and I'd like everybody to put their hands on their hearts, and imagine that running through your nervous system is the cleansing light of Christ. But this isn't just a cleansing light. This is a light that erases any kind of frequency attraction, memory attraction, all record, memory, cause, and effect that has anything to do with trauma, with injury, with harm, and instead anchors you in the new frequency and stability, sustained in protection, in walking beyond harm, in very high level supernatural extra surrounding in God's armor. And it's armor that keeps everything flowing into you and everything flowing out, but it's almost like you're above anything that could come against you. That concept is being dissolved from years and years, and I could go on beyond years and years, but it's being dissolved so that you walk in grace, you walk in supernatural healing, you walk in freedom, and you walk in the clarity and the discipline to see yourself freed. That pattern is in your rear view mirror for everyone and everything and Gloria. In Jesus' name, we seal this so that all step out of any form of meeting that kind of condition. And we say, amen.
Amen.
We're going to do, we've got one. We have Pastor Eric Daniel, Hillside Church. Please pray for Pastor Eric. We just found out he's been put on hospice after a battle with cancer. Is there any way you could help him to get into a med bed to heal him? I'll answer that, Bruce. Please pray for him and his family. Ask for miracle healing in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you for your prayers and help possibly with a med bed. Unfortunately, well, Bruce will talk about the med bed availability in his intel segment. In other words, like where we are with that. But we're not able to get into the med beds until we go. So listen there. And so what we're going to do is we're going to time as best we can as a collective. This is for you, Lynn, and your Pastor Eric. We're just going to see that the timeline that Pastor Eric and the readiness and his availability to get into the med beds, when they become accessible to us, is everybody take their finger, their thumb, and their first finger and pinch them together as if time has collapsed. And so we're seeing Pastor Eric and anybody that needs a med bed as if there's no separation between this time and the time getting into the med beds. And I want you to feel that in your body. Prayer works when you embody it, when your body actually holds the signal that MedBed, Christ, all of us praying together are now complete and one, and Pastor Eric and all those who need the MedBed have that experience now. Feel what you're feeling in your body when you feel that. You're moving from believing into somatic knowing. You're moving from just it being above your head to running through 100 trillion cells, organizing in Christ around that knowing. That is dunamis. And we see Eric and all who need the med beds getting into them and sustaining themselves in that power. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen. And amen.
And now we're going to do praise.
Time
from
for Genia. Yay.
Yep.
Genia.
We praise you, God, every day because you are an awesome God. For you alone are worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for every blessing you've given us. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray for everyone who's given up waiting for the RV blessing to come to fruition. Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. This version encourages us to maintain our hope and patience and emphasizes the importance of continual prayer or walking in oneness with God. Ephesians 1:18, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. Everyone have a blessed week, and I hope and pray we get the RV 800 numbers this week, and we are great stewards with this special blessing. Also, yeah, that the med beds be available quickly after the RV exchange. We pray for peace in the U.S. and all over the world. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, Sue, for that prayer and praise time. And I think that, you know, that verse, Romans 15:13, was my late wife Paula's favorite verse, I think. She loved that verse. And, so thank you, Jeannie. That brought back a memory right there. You know, Sue, I could talk about it right now, if you like. We've got people, we've lost people. We wish we had the med beds years ago. But they're ready. We've got at least 28,000 plus that are activated, was the word. Could be more like 30, 32,000 by now in the United States proper. But the problem is, as much as we want to get in there now, they want us to get into the Redemption Center first so that we can tell them, yes, we're VidSim holders, we have dire need, what is that? They enter it in the computer, and then we get notified about an med appointment. But I know, Sue, it doesn't do a whole lot of good for people that are in hospice right now. All I can do, Sue, if you'd like to keep that, we can pass it down to our source and see if there's anything that can be done since she is in hospice. Since. I've heard some things about hospice patients should be able to get in. We know they've helped the children who've been caught in trafficking, and they're helping a lot of those kids that were caught in child trafficking. We know the military is using these, not in huge numbers, but in numbers where limbs are added, legs, arms, hands and feet, everything is being grown back together in less than 30, 35 minutes. It's just amazing technology that is ready for us, but we got to get through that through the redemption center first.
Talk about the number of med beds that are ready.
Okay. 28,000 activated, but my sources are saying the number could be closer to 30 to 32,000 med bed centers, with two med beds in each center. That does not include, to my way of thinking, all of the hospitals that have been retrofitted with med beds. So that is the latest as of yesterday, the latest information. But you never know. There might be something that our source can do. So Sue, if you don't mind just passing that on to our source to do something with that, maybe something can be done, okay? I'm just saying, no promises, but we will pass it on. Okay, Sue, thank you very much for that segment. And now it's time to go back to you for your segment, Sue. Tell us.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to say tell us what you want us to know tonight, but tell us how we are to be prepared for going deeper and deeper into the things of curiosity. Things that we're all curious about, things that you've been curious about, and how we take this opportunity to go deeper and deeper into those things.
That's an interesting starting point. And what I'm going to start with is a quote from a very significant person in my life, and I love it. And I think it applies to all of us. I'd rather wear a tin hat than a blindfold. I love that. I think that's such a powerful metaphor for what we're about to go through. And this next couple of weeks from the world that I've been occupying is being directed, towards a couple of new projects. So I'm not teaching any courses. We're not doing Designing Your Best Future. You've heard about it for, 5 years now. So I want to give you something that's going to prepare you for the future. And it was really fun to listen to Bruce on, I guess it was Sunday, saying, guess what? They were talking about neuroplasticity in church today. Do you want to say a little something about that?
Yeah, my pastor spoke to neuroplasticity, talking about neural pathways being created in the brain. The things that we knew from Sue from 10 years ago, it's interesting because it's made its way at least into my church, into my pastor's sermon last Sunday. And I thought Sue would get a kick out of that. And it was interesting because he said, now this is science. This is coming from science. and he said, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he just was telling us in a scientific point of view. And his, I must say, Sue, his terminology and everything was very accurate. I think he'd find it mm-hmm. to have been correct. And then, mm-hmm. and then of course, he took that and compared it to Scripture, to the mm-hmm. idea of renewing of our mind and how we do
Absolutely.
That. As a person, think yep. as so is he or she, you know?
Right.
And how do we renew that right. mind, you know? That's what it was about.
Right. And when the eye is single, your whole body will be filled with light. So we're going to call this segment, get your pens out, everybody. This is going to be very simple and very elegant. We're calling this New Chapter, New Circuits. And as I said last week, I know this community pretty well. I know myself very well. I mean, I've been spending a lot of time, and I would advise everyone to know, really get to know yourself really well. Because this next 2 or 3 years is going to be incredibly transformative. And I do a lot of what I would call meta-trend research, foresight research. I'm lucky to be with people in projects that are really walking. It's called sort of frontier walkers, I would say. And the one thing that so consistently comes up is that if you're not grounded, and if you're used to reality being the way it's always been, it could be a challenge for you. So I want to start to just, what I'm going to be doing in these segments is giving you really precision, really easy, it's called micro neuroplasticity in Christ. My meditations are called neuroplasticity in Christ, but they're little micro shifts that you're going to use, self-directed, so that you can watch yourself make a change, catalog it, and watch what happens when you make one little change. Because what I see in the community are people that are change averse. They're not exploring because they have so much stress and trauma. They're not, they haven't begun to practice stepping into something that might be a little challenging, that might be new, that basically gets them out of their habitual comfort zones. And that can be precarious with what's about to occur, only because you want to get so that you can teach your nervous system how to be comfortable and what rate is comfortable for you so that you can alter, you can adapt, but you're doing it so you're doing it with your nervous system. You're not doing it because somebody tells you to change. You're doing it to say, okay, I can handle this much. It's called titration. I can change just a little bit. So this is our first installment in micro neuroplasticity. Here's the question. If Christ and you were going to rewire one small habit, program, or area in your life, and this could go into one area of your project, where would the two of you start? Is it being more regulated? Is it tuning up your relationships so they're more reciprocal? Is it slowing down so you're more in your body and you're more quiet and available and listening? Try to think of it as if I were to move into the most striving version of myself, where would I start to let go of sugar, let go of alcohol, let go of worry? What would it be? Just one area. You don't change your life by going, oh, I'm such a mess. That's what's creating the issue for most people. They're stuck because they have so much that's dysregulating. It's only when our nervous systems are calm that we can actually change and heal. So pick one. And change it by taking one area and name it. And this is called the 30-second yes. One micro act that tells your nervous system, I'm choosing differently. And I'm choosing this version of myself so I don't interrupt. I speak with a tone that is not defensive or attacking. I let go of resentment, whatever it is. I'm moving with God, and I'm not waiting to feel ready. You're choosing. You're activating. You're lighting up the circuits of one small piece. Now let's take your project. You could say, I'm writing out what I need in my assistant. I'm writing out, and this is going to take reflection. So it's 20 minutes with yourself, quiet, and saying, what does my heart really want? What is God speaking to me about? What's going to make the biggest difference? How am I loving myself by getting close to what's creating friction in my life? It's the friction part. Why am I creating friction? Don't go there. Don't go to the why. Just notice that and take one step. One step. Lord, what is the smallest next faithful step? And stand up, put on your shoes, write one sentence, and take one conscious breath. And you can squeeze your fist. You can create a somatic anchor and say, I am now this new pattern. And you want to repeat this and watch every day. You can do it two or three times a day. Wherever there's been friction, you're choosing this micro neuroplasticity behavior and choice. And you can squeeze your fist and pump it into your body and feel and imagine when you and Christ are the director of your actions, not the things outside of you, not the things that are happening for you. Drop the stuff, things are happening to me. They're happening for you. They're happening to return you to the ability you have to walk in your power. That's why they're happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they are happening. Stop externalizing power. And if you do this, you're going to notice, it's going to take a little practice, but you're going to notice, and this is the reason why we're being given the funds we're being given, it's to take our sovereign Christ power and put it not outside of us, but so we're heirs with Christ and we know how to use it wisely, regeneratively. So that's my gift to everybody on this call. Stop thinking that your thoughts or these things are creating and giving it power unconsciously and feeling powerless, and choose neuroplasticity in Christ that says, I can do all things. 2026, this is the year you activate that power for the good of the entire world. That's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Yes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Exactly. That's good, Sue. That's great teaching. I enjoyed that segment very much. Yes. I can feel it. As you said,
somatically.
Yeah.
Somatically.
Somatically. In my body. Yeah.
Embodied.
Yep. Embodied, yes. It's great. Thank you, Sue. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm speechless. I don't know what to say.
I know.
I know it.
But that's the way it should be. If it's landing as truth, and it's integrated, you can't say anything to it.
Thank you, Sue. Very good.
You're welcome.
Very good. All right. Time to come back down to earth for a little while. Let's go to Bob. Bob, we've got our new sale going. We've got testimonials that I hope you'll tell us about. And anything else that you feel is appropriate, Bob, for tonight.
Thanks, Bruce. We can do that. And all the while being anchored somatically and down to earth.
Amen. Grounded.
First time I've ever been called down to earth. I appreciate it.
I know.
So I just got this testimonial. This person sent in a picture of their dog standing next to the lady sends in, I just watched the video of this dog standing next to a bottle of Clarity Factor. And it's this cute little dog standing there next to it, wagging his tail. And the lady says, my dog will confirm I can't go a day without my Clarity Factor.
Oh, that's funny.
That's clever, isn't it?
Yeah. So I was watching the video. It just came in. And so she writes in, seriously, I love Clarity Factor. It's superior to any supplement that I have ever tried. I can truly say my day is different, and I miss it not taking it for a day.
Oh.
First time we had somebody send in a picture a video of a dog as confirmation. But we'll take
it. There you go. That's right. We love it.
So here's a man writes in 2 days ago about Gladiator Barley. Great product! Exclamation point. I feel more energy and less fatigue. I'm 71 and now walk and do chores most days. I have plenty of go all day, and I enjoy doing Qigong every day.
Ah, oh, Qigong. Mm.
That'll give him energy.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
He also uses Myotrol and wrote in about how great he thinks the Myotrol is.
Cool.
And now it's another this person sent in a picture of herself with what looks like her children. And this one's about Good Night Formula. You got to hear this. She writes in, I believe Boomer products are the best products I've ever purchased. One of my favorites is the Good Night Formula, which really helps me sleep all night, even if I have to get up one time. I suffer from insomnia, and I've taken prescription sleep aids before. I don't like to take those, so I tried Boomers, and they do work. I swear by them. They are one of the best natural sleep aids you can get. They're natural, non-harmful, and made by the best company. Thank you, Boomers, for these beautiful little sleep aids. They are definitely a 5-star in my house. Can't live without them. If I see I'm running out, I almost panic a little bit. And then I pray about it, then I call Boomers.
That's good.
That's so good.
So, yeah, this is the first testimonial we got where somebody would pray first and then call Boomers.
Good idea.
We're upregulating our associations.
That's right. That's good.
So here's one about our collagen peptide. Since taking your products 7 months now, I feel great at almost 65. No aching knees or joints, and I have more energy than ever. Now, this person writes in about turmeric in their joint pain. It helps me with my joint pains, especially when I take it late in the evening or at night with some almond milk and ginger. Thank you.
All right.
So those are the testimonies came in over the weekend. And I wanted to let people know, Bruce, that if they go to our on-sale page on our website, you're going to see a list of things that you can take advantage of. The first one being a extra 10% discount for any new subscription. So if you're a person who's been getting Boomer products and you want to save an extra 10%, put that product you're getting onto your monthly subscription, and for that first order that you do that, you'll end up getting a total of 20% off. And you can do that with any of the products.
Right.
The other thing we did was we took a couple of combo packs and reduced the price down like to just below $100. Normally, they're like $140. And so we reduced the price down. The first one, what's called the Dynamic Intro. And this is what new customers tend to get when they first get started. And this comes with a shaker bottle, a bottle of Boomer Boost, which has 66 nutrients in it, and the starter bottle that lasts for a month of the Gladiator Barley. These products, when we first got them 15 years ago, we created them to work together. And the way it worked was we were looking at all the different aspects of health and wellness and longevity and all the different pathways in the body and what would work as a combination to really let people get the most benefit from a drink. And so this, when you mix these two products together, first off, they taste good. You put them in that blender bottle and drink it. You can drink it all at once really easily, or you can drink it throughout the day if you want. And these products are going to help with your digestion, your absorption of nutrients, going to help with your circulation, going to help with your gut health, it's going to help with your heart health, your brain health. There's over 4,000 bioactive compounds in this combination. And right now, if you've never tried it, now is the time to get it because it's on sale right at the moment for $99. You, in order to get the benefit of these two products, Bruce, I don't know how many thousands of dollars it would cost you to try to get all those nutrients, but
yeah,
it would probably be in the range of $7,000 or $8,000 if you tried to buy them individually or in combinations.
Right.
Just not possible. The other one that we have on sale is called the Immune Defense Bundle.
Mm-hmm.
Really good time of year to get it. And it's also on sale for $99. Comes with vitamin C, our Flaxol lignans, which are tremendous for boosting your immune system, as are the premium probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
And that sale's happening right now. And then one other thing that we have, Bruce, is we have the new product, Collagene, which helps rebuild cartilage in your knees, your hips, your shoulders. Helps you with pain. And you can put that product onto the subscription and get 20% off. And
you're
giving an extra 5% off.
Okay.
For just that product, just for the collagene. It's brand new. It's only been out a month. We've already had a few hundred people that have gotten it. And they're already sending in testimonials.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal for people that have pain that they've never been able to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you or someone you know is having trouble with their joints, it's keeping them up at night, making it hard to walk, they're considering getting surgery, they absolutely have to try this collagene. It's the first ever epigenetic reprogrammer for forcing your body to make cartilage as if you were much younger. And then, Bruce, I wanted to say this. There's an article in a medical journal about cardiovascular health and it's titled, and I'll explain this in a second, Smurf Less But Inflamed, Is Inflammation the Key to Women's Heart Health? And so what they mean by Smurf Less is it's a phrase that they use in cardiology, and the M in the Smurf means modifiable. So it means modifiable risk factors such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, and smoking. And even when they study people that don't have any of these modifiable risk factors, meaning they don't have high cholesterol or high blood pressure or diabetes, there's still a chance that they, and a very high chance, 40% of those people are still susceptible to heart attacks. And so they did a study, and there's been many studies about this just recently, measuring C-reactive protein, because their suspicion, which I should have known 30 years ago, and some of these studies have been going on for 30 years, and they're just reporting the results, is turning out to be true. In fact, one of the studies, Bruce, that's been going on 30 years, they studied 12,530 women. And what they found is if they had a CRP more than 3, they had a 77% increased risk of heart disease. And 3 is the average person. So anything more than 3, it was 77% higher risk. Also higher risk for stroke as well. And so they went through this whole thing, and they said, we recommend that even if people don't have high cholesterol or high blood pressure, the thing that a doctor should do to help them with their CRP is to have a patient take a statin drug. And the reason they suggest that is they have studies done by the drug companies that show that if people take statins, their CRP tends to come down by about 40%.
Mm-hmm.
So let's call it half, let's call it 50%, and someone's CRP is, say, they're saying over 3, so they're saying, okay, if it's 4, you take a statin, it's going to come down to 2.
Right.
And the fact is, we know from other studies that you need to get it down to 0.5 to show a really good positive effect in preventing heart disease and stroke and cancer and Alzheimer's disease, etc. And so I read through this whole study, and then I looked at other studies also, reports, meta-analysis reports from the National Institute of Health. And they're basically saying the same thing, that the studies show that statins will reduce your inflammation by a little less than half. What we know, Bruce, from the dynamic intro we were just talking about, the barley and the Boomer Boost, when people take those two products together, the average person's inflammation goes down by 10 times.
Right.
Not by one time. Not down from 4 to 2.
To 2.
But from 4 to 0.4.
Right.
So even if you're above the average, you can get your CRP below that 0.5 threshold, at which the studies show inflammation will not have a negative effect on your life or your health at all. And so you really need to have something much better than what they're recommending in this study to get into the safe zone. And while you're doing it, you can take this dynamic combination, not only will get your CRP down, but it will help with the strength of your heart, the strength of your body, your circulation, your digestion. All of your metabolic pathways will improve because of the cleansing effect on your kidneys, your liver, your spleen, your blood. Get the black mold out of your body, etc. So I'm glad they came out with this Smurfless but still inflamed study, because we can learn from these studies, and we can learn from their recommendations what will actually happen if you take their recommendation in terms of the efficacy, not to mention the side effects. They're horrendous. And we can then say, all right, there's even more data coming out. The women in particular, and it's the same is true for men, if these studies were about women, you better make sure you keep your inflammation down. And Bruce, that's what I have for now. And it's
okay.
13 minutes after 10.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. What's interesting about that is Bob mentioned that the dynamic intro included the barley. And either barley, Gladiator or heirloom barley, has the superoxide dismutase in it that will lower that C-reactive protein, that inflammation test. And when I started, I don't know what my CRP was initially, but after I started on Gladiator barley and Boomer Boost, when I first tested, of course, I had to tell the doc I wanted the CRP test. They don't give it to you unless you ask for it. I said, I want to know what my inflammation is. Come on. He orders the test. We get a test. The lab comes back. Your CRP is less than 0.1%. Less than 0.1. Not 1, not 3, but less than 0.1%. Anything less than that is virtually immeasurable. In fact, the last time I went and they checked it, it was a zero. Zero number. Nothing. Zero. So that is your precursor to adult onset diseases. And like Bob said, heart attack, stroke, cancer, all kinds of stuff. So get your CRP down with Boomer Boost and barley. I'm on Gladiator barley. Been for 10 years now. Gladiator barley. But you can use heirloom. I use the Gladiator. All right. So what you want to do is go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my website. And you see, when you get on the homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. That's a direct link into Bob's website. So click on it, and you can get in there, pull down the product menu. You can see the products that are on sale that Bob described, and also see a lot of information at the footer of his website, quite a bit of archived YouTube videos and podcasts and testimonials. All of that's down there, so you could have a lot of fun going through that site. The other thing is, if you have an issue or a question or you want to talk to customer support, they're really good at getting back to you. If they're on the phone, they'll call you right back. So you'll leave your name and phone number, they'll call you right back. That number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. So we're on Eastern Standard Time for now. Give them a call, and they will definitely give you a call back and work with you. And they love the Big Call audience, Big Call universe, okay? So do that. And take advantage of the sale items. And listen, if it were me, to go on Subscribe and Save, your subscription service, why don't you put Myotrol on there and get 20 off on Myotrol? Why don't you put Collagen on there and get 20 off on Collagen, you know, plus an extra 5%? Why don't you get the Roll-On, the Super Strong Pain Reliever Roll-On, and get 20 off on that? At least for the first month, you pick up 20% off on all those products. And anything else that you want to add to your subscription service. So give that some thought. Take advantage of it. All right. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that very much. Let's go to some intel for right now. Now, let's cut to the chase. Where do we sit right now? We have heard in the last couple of days, and really probably since Saturday, we've heard information that was pointing toward early in the week, which would be today, tomorrow, or later in the week, which would be anywhere from Thursday all the way to Sunday. Well, that's good. We didn't make the earlier. We're in the later. And the later, I think now we can say, since the latest information that came in right before the big call tonight that Sue hasn't even heard yet is coming from a very, very top Wells Fargo source. And it is that we are expecting everything to fly for us either Sunday evening or this coming Wednesday, which I'm going to say next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow. That would be the 21st of January, after MLK Day, which is a national holiday on the 19th of January. So what happens with our redemption centers with a three-day weekend where Monday is a national holiday? Probably it means nothing's going to happen on that day for us. But Sunday evening all the way to all the way from there to the 21st, which is Wednesday. So it looks like we're less than a week to a week away. It's about what it looks like. And yes, we are taking out various entities that are in our hemisphere and not in our hemisphere. Things are happening, as you guys can tell from all the demonstrations in Iran. It's interesting that there is no value for the Iranian rial, according to the news. Zero. Redemption centers have it differently. They have a rate for the rial on the screen today. So something is happening to reverse that, and I think we'll end up with a new Iranian government very, very soon. So everything else is moving. They are taking the extra time they need for cleanup. As you guys know, if you're following anything, you can tell there's quite a bit going on for arrests to be made, for illegals to be deported, and so on. That's not going to stop. That'll continue. But I don't believe that is holding us up at this point. But I gave you the timeline. That's really about the best I can do, is give you what I'm hearing from excellent sources. Some of the people that are at the Redemption Center leadership positions are saying it could be a little sooner than that. It could be Friday, Saturday. So maybe the weekend's in play, but I think the weekend would be in play if you count Sunday evening, for sure. So all I can say is the best thing we can do is stay patient and do what we need to do to stay healthy, stay hydrated, and be ready when this thing does hit. Because it is close. It's right around the corner. And as I mentioned earlier, med beds are at least 28,000 plus are activated. And that's med bed centers, with two med beds in each center in the United States. And the numbers are probably closer to 30 to 32,000 med bed centers now in the U.S. So we're looking forward to taking advantage of those, but we have to set our appointments at the Redemption Center, go in the Redemption Center first, and let them know, yes, I'm a ZIM holder, yes, I have dire need, and then you can tell them in a few seconds what that is, and they'll enter the keystrokes on their computers that will put you in the system. And then you'll be notified and called as to when your MedBed appointment would be. But it follows your actual appointment in the Redemption Center. Okay? Let's see, is there anything else? There is information that's out there that I've looked into today. There are some things that could be true, but not necessarily true at all. And I don't even want to get into it. You guys read all kinds of things out there that are brought in, and I can tell you that a lot of it is cut and paste stuff from before and has dates that don't really make sense. It's not what I'm hearing. I'm just going to tell you to leave it alone. Set it aside. Okay? So that's really what I wanted to say tonight. That's it. We have what we have. And we'll keep an eye on this. We'll see what happens to some of these banks that may end up falling short of covering their silver shorts. We'll see what happens. I know that we're looking for things to start popping for us, and I know that this is going to happen very soon. But instead of doing it right now, they're waiting, I think in a way they're waiting for Iran, but there may be other things involved in that. But I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Bob, for your input so much. And thank you, everybody who's listening, GCK, Doug, everybody that's been a contributor to the Big Call, like Pastor Scott and Jeannie. Thank you, Satellite Team. Thank you, everybody in Big Call Universe that's been listening to the call. We're in our 15th year. Who knew? But I appreciate you, and we care about you, and thank you so much for everything that you've done to stay with us this long. And we will see you on Thursday night, a couple of nights from now. Let's see what else we have to report, okay? In the meantime, let's pray the call out. Lord God, thank you that we're in the meantime, but it is an important time for us to receive information and go about our Father's business and create what we can create right now and do what we can do right now to get ready and prepare for this incredible blessing. Thank you for all that you've done to take us to this point and continue to work with us and have plans for us after this blessing comes in. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, everybody have a great night, and we'll talk to you Thursday night. God bless you.